Today we continue looking at God's men, looking specifically at how our jobs affect the home. Thank you for listening to Exhortations.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, my glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, my glory. Revive us again.
Thank you for joining me again here today. We continue looking at God's men, looking at the topic of how our jobs affect the home. As we think about this, we know that our jobs, of course, can affect our homes in various ways. They can affect our families, our wives, and our children, our wife and our children. And so, let's consider how our jobs affect the home. We should understand that we must and should be laboring for our families, for their provisions. This is part of everyday life. This is a commandment from God. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8 reminds us, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, especially for those of his own, of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." And so basically, men, if we are not providing for our families, we need to repent and start doing so right away. We should remember, however, that there are some things that are far greater importance than physical things. John 6 and verse 27 reminds us to not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. And so we see that there are things that are more important than our jobs, but our jobs are indeed necessary. But we should be careful to make time to assemble with the saints. Brother Garland Robinson, in a personal letter he had written to a man by the name of Brian Hodge, said this. He says, "I feel that far too often brethren think they can choose any job, and if it conflicts with church services, that's fine. They've got an excuse saying, 'I have to work.'" Here, we think about this example which Brother Garland Robinson gives. We find this far too often, don't we? Our families need our time. Think about Uriah and his contribution to perhaps Bathsheba's adultery. We do not know how much time he spent with his wife, but we do know that in 2 Samuel 11, 8 through 13, that it doesn't appear that he communicated in any way with his wife. Did he love his job too much? Well, there are some who definitely do. Our mates need our time, and most of all, they need our spiritual encouragement. Ephesians 5, verse 25 through 27 says, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." That is a big charge for husbands to love their wives. Are we taking the time we should with one another? Our children need our time as well. Ephesians 6, verse 4 says, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." While our jobs are important, friends, let's make sure that they also maintain their place and that our families and God come above those things. Thank you for listening.